Welcome to number 3 in our series on divine healing.
Yang sumping dina pelajaran katilu dina kawarasan ilahi.
The Bible says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever.
Yesus Kristus tetap sami kamari ayeuna sareng salanggeungna.
Jesus is the living word of God.
Yesus nyaeta dawuhan Allah anu hirup.
We've been given the written word of God to reveal the living word of God.
Urang parantos dipasihan dawuhan Allah anu diserat kanggo nunjukeun dawuhan Allah anu hirup.
As we study the scriptures today, I want you to have an open heart and receive all that God has for you.
Sabatara urang diajar dawuhan Allah dinten ayeuna, abdi hoyong sadayana ngagaduhan hate anu nampi sadayana Allah masihan.
If you have your Bible, I'd like you to open to Romans chapter 10 with me.
Upami sadayana ngagaduhan kitab suci mangga tingali Roma 10.
We're going to be talking about God's idea of salvation.
Rang bakal nyeros gagasan Allah ngeunaan kasalametan.
I believe the simple message that we're going to talk about today can transform your life.
Di percantan amanat sederhana nu bakal dibahas dinten ieu tiasa ngarobi hirup saudara.
Reading from Romans chapter 10 verses 8 through 13.
Roma 10 ayat 8 dugi ka 13.
Verse 8, but what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach.
Kumaha atuh, kieu rasiana pangandika deet, mikir dina bibirna teh dina eta, eta rahasia iman teh nu diwawarkeun ku simkuring.
That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Bama bibir ngaku yen Yesus teh Gusti ning Gusti, tur percaya yen anjeunna teh ku Allah geus digugahkeun tina maraot tan wande urang ginanjar kasalametan.
For with the heart one believes unto righteousness and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Kapan percaya teh ku hate lantaran urang diangkeun bener ari ngaku teh ku bibir ku lantaran urang diselametkeun.
For the scripture says whoever believes on him will not be put to shame.
Teh kitab sakuranu percaya ka anjeunna ku anjeunna moal dianggeus.
Where there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him.
Sakurte hartina sing saha bae kalawan teu dibeda-bedakeun kaya urang Yahudi, Yunani, sabab Allah tunggal, Allahna sakabeh.
For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Sabab sing saha nu sumambat ka panjenengan pangeran tinang kudu dislametkeun.
Isn't it wonderful that salvation is for all?
Efisan apan kasalametan teh kanggo sadaya jalma.
Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Sisa anu nyambat dina nami pangeran bakal diselametkeun.
Now the word here where he says they shall be saved.
Dawuhan pangandika yen maranehna bakal diselametkeun.
As well in verse 9 where it says if you believe and confess that you will be saved.
Ayat 8 upami maning aku ku bibir percaya ku hate maneh bakal diselametkeun. Dawuhan ubade bahas sareng saderek.
We're going to be spending this whole lesson talking about that word saved.
Urang bade nganggo sadaya pelajaran kanggo ngabahas ngeunaan dawuhan kasalametan.
Now when the Holy Spirit moved upon men to originally write the Bible.
Waktu Roh Suci ngagerakeun jalma-jalma kanggo nulis kitab suci.
The New Testament was written in the Greek language.
Perjanjian anyar diserat dina bahasa Yunani.
It is a very exact language.
Ye basa nu pas pisan.
And from that Greek New Testament, the New Testaments in all languages have been translated.
In perjanjian anyar basa Yunani perjanjian anyar diterjemahkeun ka sadaya bahasa.
English, Spanish, French.
Inggris, Spanyol, Prancis.
Chinese, Vietnamese, Thai.
Cina, Vietnam, Thailand.
Into all the languages of the world.
Karena sadaya bahasa di dunia.
But as we go back and look at some of the original words, we can learn something.
Sementara orang wide ini ngali sabar ada wahanana asli tina tiasa diajar ayo.
The word for saved in the Greek language is pronounced sozo.
Kecap kasalametan dina bahasa Yunani dieja sozo.
I want to talk about that word sozo.
Budi bade ngabahas ngenan sozo.
It has been called the all-inclusive word of salvation.
Yelebet kana sadaya kata anu kekaitana sareng kasalametan.
It literally means saved, healed, delivered.
Cara harfiah hartosna kasalametan, kawarasan, pelepasan.
It could even mean to preserve or to make whole.
Geus oge hartosna miara tanapi ngajantenkeun sampurna.
Here it says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Sing sanu nyambat dina nami pangeran bakal selamatkeun.
That word includes all of those meanings.
Kata-kata lebet sadaya nu ngagaduhan arti.
Being set free, being healed.
Dimerdekakeun, diwaraskeun.
Look with me in the book of Ephesians chapter 2.
Tingali saserengan kitab Efesus 2.
Ephesians chapter 2.
Efesus 2.
We're going to be reading in verse 8.
Haos ayat 8.
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God.
Aranjen percaya sarta diselamatkan eta tengan kulantaran si karuniana bae. Aranjen bisa selamat sarta lain kubonang sorangan.
Here we find that same word sozo again.
Di urang mendakan kata sozo.
Get used to that. I'm going to be saying that word quite a lot.
Urang bakal biasa kana eta kata, abdi bakal ngucapkeun rada sering.
Now as we find the word saved here in Ephesians and in Romans, it refers to freedom from sin.
Ayeuna waktu seorang mendakan kata keselamatan dina Efesus, sareng dina Roma ngacu kana kamerdekaan tina dosa.
It's used in connection with the salvation of the human spirit.
Jadi anggo dina hubungan sareng keselamatan roh manusia.
Being redeemed from sin.
Nu ditebus tina dosa.
Yet we will find that God himself does not exclusively use salvation to mean just that.
Sanajan kitu urang merdekakeun, yen Allah nyaliran untuk cara khusus nganggo kaselamatan mung dina hartosna eta.
In the mind of God, salvation is much broader than just the deliverance from sin.
Dina imutan Allah kaselamatan langkung ageung tibatan kamerdekaan tina dosa.
God has redeemed man from more than just sin.
Allah parantos nebus manusia langkung tibatan saukur nebus dosa.
We will see that as we see how God uses the word sozo.
Orang bakal ningali kumaha Allah nganggo kata suju.
Now God inspired the writers of the New Testament to choose the language they used.
Allah ngailhamkeun kanu nulis perjanjian anyar nganggo milih basa nu maranehna angge.
Nothing is by chance.
Gaya nu kaleresan.
God had them say the things the way they said it on purpose.
Allah ngadamel anu nulis nyaraskeun hal-hal sesuai sareng tujuanna.
God had them use specific words on purpose.
Allah ngadamel maranehna ngangge kata-kata nu spesifik sareng tujuan.
And as we read what God has inspired, we'll begin to see God's idea of salvation.
Sabatara urang ngaos naon ku Allah diilhamkeun, urang bade ngawitan ningali gagasan Allah ngeunaan kaselamatan.
Look with me in the Gospel of Luke chapter 7.
Tingali dina Injil Lukas 7.
We have a story of a sinful woman that came to Jesus.
Ceritaan ngeunaan hiji istri nu ngagaduhan dongkap ka Yesus.
She wept and washed his feet with her tears.
Anjeunna nangis sareng masihan sampean Yesus ku cimatana.
She dried his feet with the hair of her head.
Anjeunna meureusan sampean Yesus ku rambutna.
She poured precious oil on his feet and anointed him.
Anjeunna nyicikeun minyak singit ka sampean Yesus sareng ngurapan anjeunna.
Look with me in Luke 7 and verse 47.
Mangatingali sareng dina Lukas 7 ayat 47.
Jesus is speaking about this woman.
Yesus nuju nyarios ngeunaan si ieu.
Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little.
Ya awewe nu matak bangun sakitu nyaheunana ka kami teh bawaning ku tumarima lantaran dosa-dosana anu sakitu lamana geus diampura. Lamun anu dosana teu pira diampura mun bakal mikanya oge moal sabaraha.
And he said to her, your sins are forgiven.
Geus kitu ngeulna eta awewe dosa-dosa nyai geus dihampura.
Those who sat at the table with him began to say to themselves, who is this who even forgives sins?
Maranehna babarengan tuang sareng anjeunna ngemut dina hatena. Saha anjeunna teh lajeng anjeunna tiasa ngampura dosa.
Then he said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace.
Tapi Yesus nyarios ka istri. Iman mane geus nyelametkeun mane jig ini sing salamet.
Jesus said to her, your faith has saved you.
Yesus ngandika anjeunna iman mane parantos nyelametkeun anjeun.
Jesus uses the word sozo.
Yesus nganggo kata sozo.
And when Jesus said her faith had saved her,
Waktos Yesus nyaroskeun imanna parantos nyelametkeun manehna.
It was talking about the forgiveness of sins.
Anjeunna nuju nyarios ngeunaan ngahampura dosa.
It said that several times.
Ieu dicarioskeun sababaraha kali.
We understand that part of salvation.
Urang ngartos bagian kaselamatan eta.
That part of salvation is preached far and wide.
Kaselamatan parantos dihutbahkeun.
Salvation is for the forgiveness of sins.
Keselamatannya itu kanggo ngampura dosa.
Thank God for that part of the gospel.
Matur nuwun Gusti kanggo bagian Injil eta.
But look with me in Luke chapter 8.
Tingali dina Lukas 8.
Beginning in verse 43.
Ngawitan dina ayat 43.
We will find God using this word sozo again.
Urang bakal mendakan Allah nganggo kata sozo.
Luke chapter 8 and verse 43.
Lukas 8 ayat 43.
Now a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years who had spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any.
Ayaji istri anu 12 tahun kasiksa ngagetih sareng teu aya anu tiasa ngadamangkeun.
She came from behind and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her flow of blood stopped.
Anjeunna katan Yesus ti pengker teras nyepengan tungtung jubahna waktu saeta kana getih naliren.
Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, "Master, the multitudes throng and press you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'"
Saanu nyampe kami, gaya anu ngaku Petrus nyarios, "Guru, seueur jalmi ngariung sareng katan anjeun."
Jesus said, "Somebody touch me, for I perceive power going out of me."
Aya nu nyekel ka kami sabab aya kawasa nu kaluar ti diri kami.
Now when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason she had touched him and how she was healed immediately.
Istri eta ngadangu yen kalakuanana kanyawan, anjeunna dongkap bari ngadegdeg sujud payungun anjeunna teras nyarita ka jalma rea. Naon sababna anjeun ngaku kenal eta lajeng waktos eta oge anjeunna damang.
And he said to her, "Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace."
Saurna anaking iman maneh anu nyalametkeun maneh, jig init sing salamet.
Jesus said, "Your faith has made you well. Go in peace." Yesus
ngandika iman maneh nu nyalametkeun maneh jig indit sing salamet.
Guess what the word is there where it says that he's made you well?
Ing teguh kata naon anu jareskeun Yesus sapertos nyalametkeun maneh?
It's the Greek word sozo.
Nyata kata Yunani yosozo.
Jesus said to this woman the exact thing he said to the woman who washed his feet with her tears.
Yesus ngarios ka istri eta sami sapertos ka istri anu ngumbah sampeanana kucupanon.
He said to one, "Your faith has saved you."
Anjeunna nyarios yen iman maneh anu geus nyelametkeun maneh.
To the other, he said, "Your faith has saved you."
Panusajeun anjeunna nyarios iman maneh anu geus nyelametkeun maneh.
It's the exact same statement.
Ieu teh patarosan sae.
One refers to the forgiveness of sins.
Hiji ngacu kana pangampura dosa.
One refers to the physical healing of her body.
Hiji ngacu kana kawarasan jasmani awakna.
Why did God use the same word to describe both?
Nah, langau kata nu sami kanggo ngabahas kadua hal eta.
Because in God's mind, healing is a part of salvation.
Dinaemutan Allah kawarasan bagian ti kasalametan.
Healing is what salvation has done for the body.
Kawarasannya eta naon kasalametan parantos dipidamel kanggo awak.
Forgiveness is what salvation has done for the spirit.
Ngampurannya eta naon nu disalametkeun pidamel kanggo roh.
Look with me at verse 49 of this same chapter.
Mangatingali sesarengan ayat 48 pasal nu sami.
While he was still speaking, someone came from the ruler of the synagogue's house saying to him, "Your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher."
Waktu Yesus masih ngandika, dongkap saurang ti keluarga kepala rumah ibadat sareng nyarios, "Anak maneh geus maot, tong nyusahkeun guru maneh deui."
But when Jesus heard it, he answered him saying, "Do not be afraid, only believe and she will be made well."
Yesus nyarios ka Yairus, "Tong sieun, sing percaya anak maneh bakal salamet."
Guess what the word is? It's sozo.
Eta teh nyaeta sozo.
And if we read the story, we find that his daughter was raised
from
the dead.
Urang ngaos eta carita, urang ningali yen putrina digugahkeun tina mautna.
We're getting an idea of what God thinks of salvation.
Urang nunjuk menakan gagasan kana naon Allah emutan ngeunaan kasalametan.
God uses one word to describe it all.
Langanggo hiji kata kanggo ngabahas hadayana.
Look in verse 35 of this same chapter.
Tingali ayat 35 dina pasal nu sami.
And then they went out to see what had happened and came to Jesus and found the man from whom the demons had departed sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid.
Jelema kaluar nempo kejadian daratang ka Yesus serta nempo jelema anu geus teu diganggu setan. Diuk kanapeun Yesus geus make baju sarta cageur.
They also who had seen it told them by what means he who had been demon possessed was healed.
Rea jalma nu ningali kejadian eta masihan terang kamaranehna kumaha jalma anu dirasuk setan tiasa diselametkeun.
Again, it's the same Greek word sozo.
Kecap Yunani sami sareng sozo.
We find that God's idea of salvation includes freedom from evil spirits.
Urang menakan gagasan Allah ngeunaan kaselametan lebet kamarekaan ti roh jahat.
The forgiveness of sins.
Pengampura dosa.
The healing of disease.
Kewarasan tina segala penyakit.
Freedom from oppression from evil spirits.
Kemerdekaan tina panyiksa roh jahat.
That is the salvation that Jesus brought us.
Keselamatan ieu nu Yesus candak kang urang.
Look with me in Luke chapter 17.
Mangatingali sarangan Lukas 17.
We're going to be looking at a lot of verses in this lesson.
Urang bade ningali seueur ayat dina pelajaran ieu.
But it's important that you see these things in the Bible.
Namun penting pisan upami saderek ningali ayat-ayat dina kitab suci.
Our faith must be anchored in the Word of God.
Iman urang kedah tumubuh di lebet dahuhan Allah.
We're reading from Luke chapter 17, verses 12 through 19.
Haos Lukas 17, ayat 12 dugi ka 18.
Then he entered a certain village, and there met him 10 men who were lepers who stood afar off.
Waktu saranjeuna lumebet ka hiji desa anu nya dongkap 10 jalma anu kusta, nepangan anjeuna maranehna nangtung rada jauh.
And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.
Ngagorok, Yesus, Guru, pikaasih abdi sadaya.
So when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourself to the priest. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed.
Jangan jadi melong maranena terasnya reos cik ini tempokkan diri maneka imam-imam. Waktos maranena di jalan maranena damang.
One of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned with a loud voice, glorified God.
Di maranena nempo maranena gisagirdei sarta ngamuyakan Allah kusorak tarik.
He fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan.
Terus sujud ke Yesus nganuhunkan manena teh ti Samaria.
So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9?
Yesus nyarios lainu 10 teh geus sageur, di mana 8 deui?
Were there not any found to return to give glory to God except this foreigner?
Mulai anu baralik deui ngamulyakeun pangeran salian ti jalma ieu.
He said to him, arise, go your way, your faith has made you well, sozo.
Terus nyarios kanu saurang, jiginit. Iman mane anu nyalametkeun teh susu.
These men had a terrible disease of leprosy on their skin.
Maranehna teh kusta nu tika ijideun.
In the Old Testament they couldn't come among society.
Dina perjanjian lawas maranehna diantep ku masyarakat.
They had to stand far away and cry out unclean, unclean, and everyone would run away.
Maranehna nangtung jauh sarta ngagorok. Haram, najis, unggal jalma ngajauhan.
Their healing was a marvelous miracle.
Nyager kenana ku mujizat nu luar biasa.
Their flesh became normal.
Dagingan jadi biasa.
They could return to society.
Campur deui jeung masyarakat.
They could see their family again.
Kumpul deui jeung keluargana.
They could hug their children.
Ngarangkulan barudakna.
God calls that salvation.
Allah ngandika eta kasalametan.
God's idea of salvation includes freedom from sickness and disease.
Gagasan Allah nyelametkeun sarta ngamerdekakeun ti sagala penyakit.
Look with me in Luke chapter 18.
Dina Lukas 18.
We're going to be reading verses 41 through 43 of Luke chapter 18.
Ayat 41-43 dina Lukas 18.
In this story, a blind man has come to Jesus.
Ceritanan ulolong nyamperkeun ka Yesus.
He's been crying out for mercy.
Manena ngagorok mentrifikasi.
Jesus heard his cries and said, bring the man to me.
Yesus ngadangun, bawa ka dieu.
We pick up the story in verse 41.
Ceritanan tina ayat 41.
saying, "What do you want me to do for you?" And he said, "Lord, that I might receive my sight."
Yesus naros aya kahayang naon ti kami, walarna Gusti supados abdi beunta deui.
Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight, your faith has made you well."
Yesus naros beunta iman maneh geus nyelametkeun.
And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God, and all the people when they saw it gave praise to God.
Dadak sakala teras ngiring bari ngamuyakeun Allah. Masyarakat nyaksian oge ngamuyakeun Allah.
The blind man's eyes were opened.
Nulolong disageurkeun.
Jesus called it salvation.
Yesus nyebat hal ieu kasalametan.
Salvation includes healing.
Kasalametan kalebet kawarasan.
The man glorified God, the people praised God.
Jalma yang ngamuyakeun Allah sakabeh rakyat muji Allah.
It's something that we've seen again and again.
Ieu hiji nu kurang katingali teras-terasan.
As people were healed, God received glory.
Baktos jalma rea didamangkeun Allah nampi kamuyaan.
The same is true today.
Alanu sami kajantanan ayeuna.
God is glorified.
Allah dimuyakeun.
When people are healed.
Baktos jalma seueur didamangkeun.
Again and again, God uses this same word for salvation to talk about healing.
Sabaraha kali Allah ngangge kata nu sami nganggo kasalametan upami ngeunaan kawarasan.
Look with me at one other place in the Gospels, Mark chapter 6.
Ngatingali Injil Markus pasal 6.
We're going to be reading Mark chapter 6 verses 54 through 56.
Urang ngaos Markus 6 ayat 54 dugi ka 56.
There are many more verses that we could be looking at.
Tangkung seueur ayat-ayat nu kurang ditingali.
But I think you're getting the idea by now.
Adi emut saderek pasti tos gaduh gagasan.
Verse 54.
Ayat 54.
And when they came out of the boat, immediately the people recognized him.
Baktos maranena kaluar ti parahu jalma teras wano ka Yesus.
Ran through the whole surrounding region and began to carry about on beds those who were sick to wherever they heard he was.
Maranena lompatan ka sakulia daerah eta sarengawitan nyandak nu teu damang ka Yesus kamana wae Yesus aya.
Wherever he entered into villages, cities, or the country, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might just touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched him were made well.
Kamana wae anjeunna mios ka desa ka kota terapi ka kampung, jalma neundeun jalma nu teu damang di pasar, supados maranena tiasa nyepeng tungtung jubahna, sadaya nu nyepeng tungtung jubahna damang.
Guess what word God uses to describe these people's healing?
Tetap naon ieu ku Allah dianggo kanggo ngabas kawarasan jalma rea ieu.
That's right, it's sozo.
Kata cucu.
In James chapter 5 it says, "Is any sick among you?"
Dina Yakobus 5 dicaroskeun lamun aya di antara maranehna nu beuring.
Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray.
Nah, jeung ageroan para panatua jamaah supados maranehna ngadoakeun.
Says, "And the prayer of faith will save the sick."
Caroskeun doa nu lahir tina iman bakal nyalametkeun jalma nu teu damang.
And the Lord will raise him up.
Pangeran bakal ngagugahkeun anjeunna.
The prayer of faith bring sozo, salvation to the sick.
Doa nu lahir tina iman nyandak cucu sakasalametan anu teu damang.
Faith brings salvation to bear on the human body.
Iman nyandak kasalametan hubungan jeung awak manusia.
It brings healing.
Ngadatangkeun kawarasan.
Just like faith can bring forgiveness of sins to the human spirit.
Saproses iman tiasa nyandak pangampura dosa kanggo roh manusia.
I don't know if you've noticed, but again and again and again, belief and faith
has been mentioned. Sadarek merhatoskeun tapi sering pisan. Papercantenan sareng iman parantos disebatkeun.
It's a very important part of this. The people were healed through their faith.
Ieu bagian nu penting jalma rea didamangkeun ngalangkungan iman maranehna.
Jesus said to the blind man, "Your faith has made you well."
Yesus nyarios ka nu lolong iman maneh geus nyelametkeun maneh.
He said to the woman with the issue of blood, "Your faith has made you well."
Yeuna nyarios ka istri nu kasiksa ngageti iman maneh nu nyelametkeun maneh.
He told the sinner woman that washed his feet with her tears, "Your faith has saved you."
Anjeunna mios ka hiji istri nu gaduh dosa nyusutan sampai anak ku cipanon, iman maneh nu nyelametkeun maneh.
The Bible says, by faith are we saved.
Nyereuskeun ku iman urang bakal selamatkeun.
God offers salvation by grace.
Allah nawarkeun kasalametan ku anugrah.
And the hand of faith reaches out and takes what God offers by grace.
Panangan iman anu nya nyampe sareng nampi naon ku Allah ditawarkeun ka anugrah.
All the blessings of God are by grace. We do not earn them.
Sadaya berkah Allah nungutkeun anugrah urang teu kedah hese nganggo nampina.
The Bible says in the book of Romans.
Kitab suci nyaroskeun dina kitab Roma.
That faith gives us access into the grace of God.
Iman mesean akses kalebet anugrah Allah.
And again, how does faith come?
Na kumaha iman teh nya?
By hearing and hearing by the word of God.
Kucarang adangukun sarang adangukun Tuhan Allah.
Look with me in Acts chapter 4.
Ingali kisah Rasul tilu.
There's a very, very familiar story told here.
Haya cerita nu kakon sarapisan.
There was a man they laid next to the gate of the temple day after day.
Rong pamagat nu dipayang teras disimpen caket gerbang bait Allah unggal dinten.
He was lame from his mother's womb.
Anjeuna parantos lumpus ti kawit kandungan ibuna.
He had never walked.
Anjeuna mah teu asa apa-apa.
Peter and John were coming up into the temple to pray.
Petrus sareng Yohanes nuju ka bait Allah kanggo ngadoa.
And they saw the man there.
Maranehna ningali pamegat eta di dinya.
Peter took him by the hand and raised him up.
Petrus nyepengan panangan lajeng ngagugahkeun anjeuna.
The man was instantly healed.
Atos eta pamegat eta didamangkeun.
Began to walk and leap and praise God.
Mapah sareng luncat muji Allah.
A crowd gathered around and Peter said the name of Jesus has brought healing to him.
Nungariung urilingan anjeunna Petrus nyarios dilebet nami Yesus parantos ngadatangkeun kawarasan.
He said it wasn't our own holiness, it was the name of Jesus.
Anjeunna nyarios eta sanes kakudusan abdi eta nami Yesus.
Through faith in that name.
Ngalangkungan iman dilebet nami eta.
The religious leaders didn't like what was going on.
Ahli-ahli terus ningali nu kajantenan.
They pulled Peter and John in to interrogate them.
Narik Petrus sareng Yohanes kanggo diinterogasi.
We're going to read about that in Acts chapter 4 and verse 9.
Urang bade ngaos Kisah Rasul 4 ayat 8.
Peter is talking to the religious leaders.
Petrus nuju nyareo sareng ahli Taurat.
If we this day are judged for a good deed done to a helpless man by what means he is made well,
upami kami ayeuna kedah diparisa kumargi hiji kasayan ka jalma anu teu damang sareng kedah nerangkeun kawasa mana anu jalma eta damang.
And again he uses the word sozo here for made well.
Terus anjeunna ngangge kata susu di dieu kanggo ngadamangkeun.
Verse 10.
Ayat 10.
Let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands here before you.
Kudunya kumarane sakabeh jeung kusadaya umat Israel yang dilebet nami Yesus Kristus urang Nasaret anu parantos disalibkeun kumarane, tapi nu parantos digolahkeun Allah ti antara nu maraot yen ku karana Yesus eta jalmi tenang tung kalawan sehat ayeuna di payuneunna.
This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone.
Yesus nyaeta batu nu dipiceun ku tukang bangunan, nyaeta maneh, tapi anjeunna parantos janten batu penjuru.
Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men which by which we must be saved.
Kaselamatan teu aya di lebet sahawai sakolong langit. Teayan nami anu sanes nuku nami eta urang diselametkeun.
In verse 12, guess what word he uses for saved?
Di ayat 12 kata naon anu dianggo kanggo kaselametan?
Sozo.
Sozo.
What was he talking about here? The forgiveness of sins?
Naon nuju anjeunna caroskeun di dieu pangampura dosa?
That wasn't the subject under discussion.
Ye sanes pokok kanggo didiskusikeun.
We're talking about the healing of a crippled man.
Maranehna nuju nyarios ngeunaan ngadamangkeun sareng lumpuh.
Peter said there's no other name under heaven given among men. Terus
nyarios teu aya nami sanes dihanapeun kolong langit anu dipasihan nami manusia.
Whereby we must be healed.
Nalangkungan amina urang damangkeun.
We've used this verse for the forgiveness of sins.
Urang parantos ngawayat ieu kanggo ngahampura dosa.
And it's absolutely true.
Ye teu leres.
There's not forgiveness in any other name.
Gaya pengampura dilebet nami sanes.
But in the name of Jesus.
Iwal dilebet nami Yesus.
But what the Bible was talking about here was not forgiveness, it was healing.
Tapi naon ku kitab suci jaraskeun sanes ngeunaan pangampurannya ta kawarasan.
There is healing in the name of Jesus.
Aya kawarasan dilebet nami Yesus.
The blood that Jesus shed to redeem you from sin.
Getih Yesus nu dikucurkeun kanggo nebus saderek tina dosa.
He also shed to redeem you from sickness.
Parantosan yeuna dikucurkeun kanggo nebus saderek tina sagala panyakit.
Our salvation includes both.
Kaselamatan urang ngeunaan kaduanana.
Salvation for the body is healing.
Kaselamatan kanggo awak nyaeta kawarasan.
Salvation for the spirit is forgiveness of sin.
Kaselamatan kanggo roh nyaeta pangampura dosa.
There was a very famous salvation preacher.
Inuhat bangunan keselamatan ku kakoncara.
He would go from country to country and have large crusades and preach the gospel.
Anjeuna ngayakeun ibadah ka bangunan rohani sareng ngawawarkeun Injil.
He preached forgiveness of sins.
Anjeuna hot bangunan pangampura dosa.
In the name of Jesus.
Dilebet nami Yesus.
But in one particular large crusade, he preached a little more.
Dina ka bangunan rohani, khusus anjeunna nambihan sakedeh.
He began to share about how some of these words include healing as well as forgiveness.
Ngadugikeun ngeunaan kumaha dawuhan lebet kana kawarasan atawa pangampura.
He just mentioned it in the course of his preaching.
Nyebatkeun dina bagian khotbahna.
He was preaching that people could have their sins forgiven.
Khotbahkeun yen dosa manehna tiasa diampura.
But he brought out that in the original language it included sickness and disease being healed.
Ngadugikeun yen dina bahasa aslina kalebet sagala panyakit tidak mangkeun.
At the conclusion of his salvation message, he gave an altar call.
Ngadugikeun yen dina bahasa aslina kalebet sagala panyakit tidak mangkeun.
He said, all that want to be saved by Jesus Christ, pray this prayer with me. Many, many in the crowd prayed that prayer and accepted Jesus as Savior. But the preacher was so surprised. Because a flood of people began to come up to the stage and testify that they'd been healed. He'd never seen it in his meetings before. There was even one woman that had a little flipper. She didn't have an arm.
Dirinya aya seorang istri nu gaduh, nu ngawir.
She was born that way. When she called on Jesus, instantly she had an arm grow out. He reported all about it in a magazine he wrote. Why did that happen in that meeting, and why doesn't it happen to all? First, it happened because it was preached to them. Secondly, it happened because they believed it. Again and again, do you remember, they said, it said that they believed, their faith made them whole. Most people never have a chance to believe this part of the gospel. Because it's never preached to them. Look with me in the book of Romans, chapter 1. We're going to be reading verse 16 from Romans, chapter 1. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. The gospel is the power of God to salvation, to forgiveness as well as healing. To everyone that believes. I am not ashamed of the part of the gospel that tells people their sins can be forgiven. I am not ashamed of the part of the gospel that tells people their diseases can be healed. My mother was working in a place a certain time. And a woman came in who was very sad. My mother began to talk to her and found out she was a Christian. She said, why are you so sad? She said, I've been to the doctors and they tell me I have cancer. They said, if I'm going to live, I have to have both breasts removed. In 2 weeks, I have to go in for surgery and have both breasts removed or I will die from this cancer. My mother said, you wait here. I have to run home and get something for you. She ran home and got a cassette tape about divine healing. It was a message I taught in a small Bible
school.
Much like what we're teaching here. My mother gave the tape to the woman
yang mesian kaset terkaji istri teras ngucap kenuhun.
Several weeks went by and my mother began to think about this woman.
Beberapa minggon kaliwatan pun biang awitan ngemutan eta istri.
She decided to call her on the phone.
Anjeuna mutuskeun kanggo nelpon anjeuna.
She called her and said, I just called to find out how you were doing.
Anjeuna nelpon abdi nelpon kanggo naroskeun kayaan anjeun.
Did you go in and have the surgery?
Nah, anjeun parantos dioperasi.
The woman said, no, I'm doing wonderful.
Abdi midamel anu luar biasa.
I began to listen to that tape and realized that Jesus bore my sicknesses.
Abdi ngawitan ngadengukeun kaset eta sareng sadar yen Yesus teh parantos nanggung panyaot abdi.
She said, I was raised in church all my life and I'd never heard that part of the gospel.
Abdi ageung di gereja sareng abdi teu pernah ngadangu bagian tina Injil eta.
She said, I listened to the tape again and again and again.
Abdi ngadangu kaset terus-terusan.
He said, I believed it.
Abdi percantana leta.
And I took the Lord as
abdi
my healer.
Gusti Yesus alaku abdi.
She said, when I went in for the surgery,
atas abdi lebet ka rumah sakit, kang operasi.
They checked my body. They took x-rays.
Aranena marisa awak abdi mereka nganggo sinar
X. The cancer was completely gone.
Kanker teh parantos gaya.
They sent me out with a clean bill of health.
Abdi keluar bari teu nyandak tagihan.
The gospel is the power of God.
Injil mangrupi kakuatan Allah.
For healing and forgiveness.
Kanggo kawarasan sareng pangampura.
Look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
Tingali di Korintus pasal 1.
We're going to be reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 1 in verse 21.
Aos 1 Korintus pasal 1 ayat 21.
It says, for since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe.
Kukarana dunya dilebet hikmat Allah, tewano ka Allah, ku hikmatna ku kituna, Allah kersa nyamet kemanena ku percanten bodona wawaran Injil.
Again here, God uses the word sozo.
Halangange kata sozodoi.
You cannot believe what you have not heard preached.
Kalerek teu tiasa percanten katana naon anu teu pernah dihotbahkeun.
God uses the foolishness of preaching to bring salvation to people.
Halanganggo bodona wawaran Injil kanggo nyanda kaslametan ka jalma rea.
You might say, how could I be healed? I'm sick in my body.
Panginten naros kumaha abdi ngadamangkeun awak abdi nyeri.
You're getting it right now.
Kaderek didamangkeun ayeuna.
This is God's method to bring salvation.
Ieu metode Allah kanggo nyanda kaslametan.
To bring healing and forgiveness.
Kanggo nyanda kawarasan anu jeung pangampura.
It's preaching the gospel.
Nyai wawaran Injil.
Someone says, but it doesn't make sense.
Nyarios ieu teh mustahil.
It's the way God has chosen.
Nya cara ieu anu dipilih ku Allah.
Friend, I want to tell you it works.
Abdi hayang masian terang ka sadaya kanularas.
Look with me in Acts chapter 14 and I'll
show you. Ningali dina Kisah Rasul 14 abdi nungguhkeun.
There's an amazing story here.
Aya carita nu di dieu.
I think many times we miss the main point.
Gemut urang sering kalengitan unsur nu utama.
Acts chapter 14, we're going to begin in verse 6 and read through verse 10.
Kisah Rasul 14 urang bade ngawitan ayat genep teras dugi ka 10.
They became aware of it and fled to Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lyconia, and to the surrounding region.
Kisah Rasul eta terang nyalingkir ka kota-kota di Lyconia, nyaeta Lystra sareng Derbe sareng Darada.
And they were preaching the gospel there.
Jadinya maranehna ngawarkeun Injil.
And in Lystra a certain man without strength in his feet was sitting, a cripple from his mother's womb who'd never walked.
Di Lystra aya saurang anu calik wae, kumargi sampeanana leuleuh sareng lumpuh ti kawit anjeunna dilahirkeun.
This man heard Paul speaking, Paul observing him intently and seeing he had faith to be healed.
Anjeunna calik ngadangukeun waktos Paulus, geus Paulus melong sareng ningali anjeunna, yen anjeunna ngagaduan iman sareng tiasa didamangkeun.
Said with a loud voice, stand straight up on your feet, and he leapt and walked.
Seru Paulus cing nangtung maneh. Teras jalma eta nangtung ka ditu ka dieu.
Paul perceived that the man had faith to be healed.
Paulus ngaraos jalma eta ngagaduan iman kanggo didamangkeun.
Again the word sozo.
Kata eta dengan sozo.
Where did this man get faith to be healed?
Di mana jalma ieu tiasa ngengingkeun iman kanggo didamangkeun?
It says he was listening to Paul speak.
Jariuskeun ieu anjeunna nuju ngadangukeun Paulus nyarios.
What was he speaking about?
Naon ku Paulus dicarioskeun?
In verse 7 it says he was preaching the gospel.
Ayat 7 dicarioskeun anjeunna nuju ngawarkeun Injil.
That Jesus saves.
Yen Yesus nyelametkeun.
Healing and forgiveness.
Anda mangkeun jeung ngahampura.
The man had faith because he heard
Jalma it. Jalma yeung agaduhan iman ku marga anjeunna ngadangu eta dihotbahkeun.
I was down in the nation of Mexico.
Abdi sumping ngalayanan bangsa Meksiko.
And we went out door to door sharing the gospel with people.
Abdi nginjilan ti bumi ka bumi.
We set up a PA system and began to preach the gospel with a cassette recorder.
Nyeugeun sistem pengeras suara. Sareng ngawitan ngawawarkeun Injil ku alat perekam.
As we walked around the streets of the city, you could hear the message being preached over the loudspeakers.
Barabi mapangurilingan jalan eta kota saderek tiasa ngadangu amanat eta dihotbakeun ngalangkungan pangeran.
In Spanish, the man was preaching a salvation message, forgiveness and healing.
Di Spanyol jalma eta nuju ngotbakeun amanat pangampura sareng kawarasan.
When we got back from going door to door, we're standing there by the sound system. The tape is still playing.
Abdi wangsul deui ka bumi, abdi nuju nangtung cakar pangeras suara, tipe si disada.
I looked in front of me and up the dusty road, an old man was walking slowly.
Abdi ningali ka payun di jalan, nu kebul, aya saurang pamegat sepuh nuju mapa.
We went to greet him.
Abdi nyaketan ka ngonyambat anjeuna.
Found out that he was blind.
Teras ningaliin anjeuna lolong.
He was making his way up the street and he couldn't see it all.
Anjeuna teras maju sareng anjeuna teu tiasa ningali pisan.
He said, "You must take me to this man that's preaching about Jesus."
Anjeuna nyaris maneh kudu nyandak abdi ka saurang pamegat nuju hotbah ngeunaan Yesus.
We said, "Sir, it's just a cassette tape that you're listening to."
Pak, nu bapa dangukeun mung kaset.
But we can pray for you.
Tapi abdi tiasa ngadoa ka ngo bapa.
He said, "Pray for me. I want to give my heart to Jesus and I want to be healed."
Doakeun abdi abdi hoyong masrahkeun hate ka Yesus sareng abdi hoyong didamangkeun.
The man prayed with us and asked Jesus Christ in his heart.
Mangga ngadoa sareng sareng nyuhunkeun Yesus Kristus lebet kana hatena.
We laid hands on him that he might be
healed. Dinumpangkeun panangan di luhureunana supados anjeunna tiasa damangkeun.
God opened his eyes.
Allah mukakeun sotana.
We gave him a Bible in Spanish.
Dan hiji kitab suci dina bahasa Spanyol.
And he began to read it.
Anjeunna ngawitan ngaos.
I'll never forget what happened next.
Manghilap naon nu kajantenan sarajengna.
That old man clutched the Bible to his heart and fell to his knees.
Pamaga cepul teh nangkep kitab suci kana dadana teras dak.
Tears were streaming down his face.
Imanona ngocor kana raraina.
He said, "Thank you Jesus, thank you Jesus."
Hatur nuhun Yesus, hatur nuhun Yesus.
He had received salvation.
Anjeunna parantos nampi kasalametan.
It brought salvation to bear upon his body and healing.
Kasalametan nu nyanda kawarasan dina awakna.
And in his spirit and forgiveness.
Sareng pangampura dina rohna.
The Bible says in 1 Corinthians that we've been bought with a price.
Kitab suci dina hiji Korintus yen urang parantos dipeser.
That our spirit and our body belong to God.
In roh sareng awak urang nyaeta milik Allah.
Jesus paid a price for our redemption.
Yesus mayar hiji harga kanggo nebus urang.
And in the mind of God, it was not just for our spiritual lives.
Imutan Allah ieu sanes mung kanggo kahirupan rohani urang.
It was for our physical lives as well.
Kanggo jasmani urang oge.
If Jesus should tarry and not come back for many
years, kendor sareng teu sumping mang taun-taun,
we will lay these physical bodies down in death.
Jasmani urang bakal maot.
But we don't have to die with sickness and disease.
Urang kada maot ku sagala panyakit.
In the Old Testament, God's men.
Inu perjanjian lawas jalma-jalma kudus Allah.
They would have their children gather around the bed.
Maranana ngumpulkeun barudak sakurilingan ngona.
They would pronounce a blessing on them.
Maranana ngucapkeun berkah ka maranehna.
They would close their eyes in death and go to be with the Lord.
Maranana peureum dina maotna sareng sasareng sareng Gusti.
The Bible says they would give up the ghost.
Inu kitab suci ngandikakeun maranehna maot.
Healing belongs to us.
Kawarasan nyaeta milik urang.
We are trying to receive all that God has for us.
Urang bakal usaha nampi sadayana nu Allah saogikeun ka urang.
The scriptures reveal a complete redemption.
Urang ngandika yen hiji penebusan anu sampurna.
Unless we hear it preached, we'll never reach out and receive it.
Pami urang teu ngadangu hal eta dikhotbahkeun, urang mah pernah ngarai sareng nampi.
Some people say it's cruel, you're trying to get people to
trust. Urang nyareuskeun ieu kejam saderek usaha kanggo ngadamel jalma rea miharep.
Yes, we are trying to get their hopes up.
Rinuju usaha supaya semaranena neundeun harepan.
The Bible says that faith gives substance to things hoped for.
Kitab suci nyeroskeun iman nyaeta dasar tina sagala hal anu kurang diharepkeun.
Jesus preached a positive message.
Yesus ngotbahkeun hiji amanat anu sae.
He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He's anointed."
Roh Pangeran aya di kami ku kusabab kitu anjeun atas ngurapan kami.
To preach the gospel to the poor.
Kanggo ngawarkeun beja bungah kanu mariskin.
The opening of blind eyes.
Keur ngabuntakeun ulolong.
Set the captives free.
Ngabebaskeun uritawan.
And the people flock to Him.
Jalma rea dongkap ka anjeun.
He is the same today.
Anjeunna masih tetep sami.
Turn back with me to Romans chapter 10 where we began.
Ngaurang balikki kana Roma 10.
I want to look at the first few verses we read.
Urang tingali sartengas ayat nu ngawitan.
But let's read them with a new understanding.
Tapi awas deui dina hiji hartos nu enggal.
Let's read them with God's idea of salvation.
Urang ngaos ayat-ayat eta ku rencana Allah ngeunaan kaslametan.
Romans chapter 10 and verse 9.
Roma 10 ayat 8.
Take me just a moment to find it. Romans chapter 10 verse 9.
Roma 10 ayat 8.
That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amun urang ngaku yen Yesus teh pangeran jeung percaya dina hate yen Allah parantos ngagugahkeun anjeunna tinu maot, ku kituna urang bakal dislametkeun.
For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Ku hate jalma percaya sarta dianggap bener sarta ngaku dislametkeun.
We believe with our heart, we confess with our mouth.
Urang percaya ku hate sarta ngaku ku carita.
Faith for healing works the same way.
Iman pikeun nyageurkeun babarengan ku caran sami.
Have you believed and confessed Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior of your spirit?
Sadayak percanten sareng ngaku Yesus Kristus teh Gusti sareng Juru Selamat saderek.
You should do the same for your body.
Kadana medamel anu sami ku jasmani saderek.
1 Corinthians 6:13 says the body is for the Lord and the Lord for the body.
1 Korintus 6 ayat 13 badan teh kanggo pangeran sareng pangeran kanggo badan.
Another translation says the Lord claims your body.
Kadimanu sanesna pangeran mengklaim badan urang.
In Ephesians 5 it says the Lord is the savior of the body.
Efesus 5 nyeroskeun mantenna teh nu nyelametkeun badan.
Believing and confessing come first.
Percanten sareng ngaku nu kedah langkung ti payun dilampahkeun.
Healing comes after.
Kawarasan mah kagantenanna saparapat.
Just like with the forgiveness of sins.
Kami sapertos ngampura dosa.
You must settle it in your heart.
Saderek kedah netepkeun dina hate.
That Jesus also died to provide healing for your body.
Yesus oge pupus kanggo kawarasan badan saderek.
Trust Him to be your healer.
Sing percaya anjeunna ngawaraskeun saderek.
Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Insa anu nyebat jenengan pangeran bakal diselametkeun.
Let us share this message with confidence.
Urang ngadugikeun wartos ieu ku kayakinan.
Let's tell people all that God has for them.
Jariaskeun naon ku Allah disadiakeun ka urang.
Let us search the scriptures along this important subject.
Hilari ayat ngeunaan topik anu pangpentingna.
Let's bring a Jesus that forgives.
Panokeun nu ngahampura teh Yesus.
And a Jesus that heals.
Yesus oge nu ngawaraskeun.
To a lost and a dying world.
Di dunya aya nu sasab jeung meh hancur.
God bless you as you put your trust in Him.
Pangeran ngaberkahan saderek waktos saderek masrahkeun deui.
Amen.
Amin.